Chapter 16. Testing Your Realization. Just as one comes to ruin through wrong eating, but obtains long life, freedom from disease, strength and pleasures through right eating, so one comes to ruin through wrong understanding, but attains happiness and highest enlightenment through right understanding. Nagarjuna's Precious Garland of Advice. When you have done analysis with respect to yourself, searching for an inherently existent I, eventually you will experience a non-finding of I. But is this the emptiness of inherent existence, or something coarser? We call the coarser level a person's not being substantially existent in the sense of being self-sufficient, and we call the subtler level a person's not being inherently existent. It is possible to mistakenly conclude that you have understood the subtler emptiness when you have actually understood only the coarser one. Both realizations are helpful, and understanding the coarser will certainly help toward realizing the subtler, but it is important not to confuse the two. To tell the difference, first go through the reasoning summarized in Chapter 15. Then, when the sense that the I is self-instituting falls apart and it vanishes for your mind in a vacuum, switch the topic of your investigation from the I to your body or some part of the body, such as your arm. If your sense that your body or arm is self-instituting immediately vanishes, and the absence of such a status appears to your mind, this is a sign that your understanding of the emptiness of the I has been on the subtler level. However, if the force of the previous reasoning does not immediately apply to your body or arm, this shows that your understanding of the emptiness of the I is not so deep, but is on a coarser level. If some sense of the concrete existence of this other phenomenon remains, your earlier analysis was not as deep as it might have seemed. This is why Nagarjuna says, "As long as mind and body are misapprehended, so long, therefore, does the misapprehension of I exist."